Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 10 and 11, and we're talking about these worthless men who asked the question, how can Saul save us? And as that episode is ending, we are introduced to a new character named Nahash the Ammonite. Nahash brings threats of shame and slavery upon the tribe Jabesh-Gilead. Nahash tells them that he will strike a treaty with them, but part of the treaty will be to gouge out the right eye of each man in the tribe. And this will accomplish two goals. First, it will just bring pure and utter humiliation upon that tribe. It will be a mark that they will have to bear for a generation or two, and they will always be known in that way. The second goal that would be accomplished by the gouging out of the right eye is that it would not afford the men to fight in battle. The customary way to hold a shield was to protect one eye or side of your face while using your other eye to peek around the shield. Well, if you only had one eye, this couldn't be done very effectively, so it would reduce the men of the tribe to servanthood or slavery. So you have the threat of shame and slavery that Nahash is giving to these people. And Nahash is so confident in his power and in the men that he has over Jabesh's and perhaps surrounding Israel's weaknesses that he allows the men of Jabesh to try and hunt up an army for the next 7 days. Can I tell you that we are surrounded by Nahashes at every turn? People who want to prey on the perceived weakness of the people of God. They want to make a mockery of us as the church of God. They want us to live in fear and guilt and shame. They want to kill, steal, and destroy because they act like their father. The enemy, Satan, wants to silence the church and to render the church ineffective. But this is where the story gets good. Now, I want you to notice something. There is a tension that has been building since the middle of chapter 10. Samuel said in verse 19, "You have rejected your God who saves you from all your calamities and distresses." And what was it that the worthless men asked about Saul? How can this man save us? And what is the request of the men of Jabesh to Nahash in verse 3 of chapter 11? "Give us 7 days that we may send messengers through all the territory of Israel. Then, if there is no one to save us, we will give ourselves up to you." And then in chapter 11, verse 9, it says this, "Thus shall you say to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have salvation." The question hanging in the air is, who will save Israel? Can Saul really save Israel? Can Saul bring peace to the threats from within and vanquish the threats that are on the outside? Well, that's a question that you should ask. Who can save you? Who can deliver you day by day? Who can rescue you from the threats of the enemies that surround the church? Well, to find out the answer, you need to join us tomorrow for another episode of Day by Day. But as you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Suguju LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.